Falklands took us by surprise. We had to get the task force down to the South Atlantic, and we just threw the stuff on board the ships as soon as it became available. And all the way down towards the Falklands, helicopters were replenishing from one ship to another. And we were shuffling all the cargoes about. And by the time we got to the Falklands, the ships were equipped with the right stuff in the right place. Now, it took 200 helicopters to do that. And virtually all of them, apart from a few Chinooks, were made at Yeovil. It was certainly the biggest role that Western had to play in doing anything, and nothing was too good for the forces. I think Western responded extremely well. On the armament side in particular, the ship started getting sunk by Exocet. We at Western had fitted Exocet onto the Sea King and knew a fair bit about it. And our armament people helped considerably in countermeasures and what was involved. And the one other thing was the AEW, Airborne Early Warning. We'd done it with the Gannet. And after about 1980, I suppose, 75, 80, the Gannet was withdrawn from service and the radars put into the Shackleton. And the RAF had made the claim that they could cover 95% of the world. The one place they couldn't cover was the Falklands. We fitted a radar onto the Sea King, and we did it in 2 or 3 months at the most. Now, it takes anything from 5 to 10 years to develop a new model of aircraft. And it shows it can be done. And it was done by dispensing with a lot of the red tape, of course. It's a bit unfair to get too critical about that, because the red tape's there with past experience where some disaster has come about by ignoring it. But it showed we could do it, and we did it well.